Hi guys, it's your host Matilda,
Deeza,
and Imama,
and you're listening to the Afrocalypso podcast.
Hi guys, welcome back. Welcome back. So happy to be back on the podcast with Matilda and Imama.
Whoop whoop.
Yeah. So guys, tell me, how have you been? It feels like it's been forever.
Actually, it does feel like it's been a minute though.
Yeah, it does. I think it's the two week.
Yeah, it is. This is two weeks break.
Yeah.
Okay, Matilda, go.
Imama, you are the one in Lagos. Imama is in Lagos.
That's not how we do it, this Lagos.
Save the longest gist for last.
For the end. Yes, because Imama has proper
gist. Like, no, okay, but you know what? Fair enough. Because I feel like my gist will probably roll into like conversations.
Yes.
So yes. I'll go last. So Matilda, okay. Or just Matilda.
Where did you get Tilly D from?
I don't know, but I swear that it was your nickname at one point.
Okay, fams. All right. Okay, how's my week been? It's been good. It's been crazy, honestly, at work. The only way I can explain what's been going on at work is like Game of Thrones. Like, the amount of change that has happened between last week and this week at work is crazy. But I actually feel like it's working out for my good.
Come somehow. On. Hello.
I think I can finesse a promotion out of this.
Ooh, hello.
Honestly.
It's giving testimony.
But it also means more work. Yeah, it means like twice as much work for me. But anyways, if it means more money, then we move, you know?
Huh?
So yeah, it's been crazy at work. But I just want to announce that after 26 years on this earth, somebody finally asked me to be their bridesmaid.
Oh my God.
Thank you. Congratulations.
No, I was thank you. Congratulations, bride.
Yeah, but thank you because this is an achievement.
Wow, this is actually really cool. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
Obviously, if the people on the train have sense, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I am screaming. That's like some shade.
I mean, whether it's shade or not, that's actually business. It's the truth.
No, but I've heard that being a bridesmaid brings out so much nastiness in people somehow.
I mean, I don't even have to talk too much because you already know.
No, you don't. You don't have to talk too much. But I don't know what it is.
Because people are insane.
Have you started to feel it? Is that what's happening?
No, I haven't started. They just asked me, like, literally, like,
okay. Okay. Feel it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
I don't really think I would feel it because, to be honest, I'm not, like, in a tight friend group with, like, everybody there. Right.
Okay.
So I don't think there's going to be that,
like, it won't hit
power,
like, even
struggle.
If it happens, it might not hit you.
Yeah, it's not going to hit me like that. You get, I feel like I can walk away from this and I'll be fine if anything goes wrong. But I feel like the people generally are, anyways, let us start planning first and then we'll see.
Oh, this is actually really exciting. Honestly,
the
I
only
feel
thing
like
I'm focusing on right now is the fact that I was chosen, guys.
Come on. I'm actually very excited for you. This is nice.
Yeah. For me, it's just the pretty dresses.
And the events you get to throw.
Yeah, the events you get to throw, like the dancing, the celebrating. Mm. It's exciting. And I think the wedding is going to be in Nigeria. So
Oh my God.
It's also a trip. You know?
Yeah, actually, I actually need to know who this is. I'm just going to text you right now.
Yeah, same. Who is this?
Master, please tell us who it is in the group. Just text us in the group. I'm curious.
You guys don't know the person, though.
Uh-uh.
I also have never been to an Igbo wedding before, so I think it'd be exciting to actually
is
see.
Is both the groom and the bride Igbo?
Yeah, they're both Igbo.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, that's honestly been my week in a nutshell. But yeah, how about you, Hadiza? Since we're waiting for Imama last.
I'm
okay. I mean, nothing much to be honest. As usual, just happy to be alive and breathing.
Is that why you're happy, really?
Yes.
And additional reasons.
No other reasons. I'm just happy to be alive and breathing. Thank God my God is alive.
You know what? This is so funny because she's doing like, she's giving like, you know, those like NLP or NSPDD, like those prayer testimonies. that actually happened, or like Hallelujah Challenge.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, really? Okay. I hate people. I don't
pray. What's NSDD?
I think it's NSPDD or something like that. It's like, it's all these prayer chains that happen. Not prayer chains, but it's this like prayer thing that happens in the morning in Nigeria. But it doesn't just happen in Nigeria, because it's like Nigerians literally over the world watch it, and they always talk about it. I'm sure your parents know about it, or your mom knows about it, or something. Yeah.
But I'm Catholic.
Trust me, even if she's not joining it, she knows about it. Somebody on her WhatsApp status has posted. Let me say status.
No WhatsApp.
But somebody on her WhatsApp status has definitely posted about it. Either NSPDD or like NLP or even Hallelujah Challenge. Or this prayer, Asha. It's just like she was giving a testimony, long story short.
Said, my God is alive.
I swear.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so no, I'm just happy to be given the opportunity to live life one more day.
Lisa, please. No, like, actually, please. I'm pretty sure, like, the people listening are just like, what the hell is going on? Like, give us some context.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, you know, you how about know. You, Mama?
Oh my gosh, guys. Ugh, where do I even start from? Okay. No, wait, but actually, though, last time we recorded, I was not in Lagos. But
no, you
weren't. Crazy, because I feel like I've been here for a minute.
But also, our episodes are weird.
I guess.
So we live entire lives between episodes.
That's actually so true. But yeah, no, I've been really good. I have been in Lagos. I am unfortunately coming back soon. And honestly, the thought of it constantly brings me to almost tears. But also, but it's crazy though, because it's like, even though I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm sad that I'm coming back, I also just cannot wait to have some whisper, because this part, I've lost anybody in this house and I'm recording the house. But like, I feel like I'm also just happy to kind of be going back to my own space a little bit.
The fact that you have to whisper is too funny, because I remember being in Lagos and also recording an episode, and I was like, I can't actually be screaming in this house.
No, honestly. But yeah, no, it's been actually really nice. Coming home is always so nice, because home is home is home is home. And I feel like it's just like, it is really nice to be at home and be surrounded by your people. And even honestly, Lagos, Nigeria is just so different. Every single time I come back, the joy that I feel is just so different. I don't know if you guys can relate, but this year I've been traveling a lot more. Well, the later half of this year, I was traveling like a lot. And I think I actually mentioned this in one of the podcast episodes, but it was within Canada. So I was tired. Long story short, I was very tired. And I was just like, hey, let this trip just come and be going, because I want to just come back home and rest, long story short. But now that I'm here, I'm like, no, I actually want it to last longer. I want to stay for longer. This has been a great-ass trip, and so much has happened. Stuff I can't say on the podcast, some stuff I can't say on the podcast. But you know what?
Don't worry, whichever part you want to cut, I'll just tell Matilda cut.
Of course. I don't trust Matilda. I'll say it after the episode, just in case.
Emma, what? Are you saying I just want content?
No, yes. Because, oh my gosh, I was actually listening to an episode that we did, I think it was like 4 episodes ago, and I swear we literally said, yeah, Matilda, cut this part out, and I edited the episode.
Oh shit, what was it, please?
No, like that one wasn't anything. It wasn't anything. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Let me just give you a disclaimer. I would never sabotage you guys on purpose.
Sure.
But like, nah, I wouldn't.
No. I actually know you wouldn't. But should I start with the serious? Because there's a serious part of this gist, and there's like an unserious part of the gist. Which one should I start with, guys?
Start with serious so that we can end on good note.
Okay, yeah. So the serious part. Okay, this is actually quite serious, because I think being back in Lagos has been so interesting. And I was having this conversation with my sister, because I thought it was just me. So obviously, you guys know I'm Igbo, right? And my name is Imama. And I know, like, obviously, some people call me Tiffany and stuff, because, like, that's my middle name. But Imama is my first name. And most people in Nigeria call me Imama. But anyways, and I mean, ever since I've literally grew up in Lagos, I've always gone by Imama. But it's so funny, like, coming back after the whole Peter Obi, Igbo, like, you know, thing that happened during the election, it has felt so weirdly different. And it's crazy because I didn't expect,
like, Lagos has felt different.
Yes, Lagos has felt different as an Igbo person. And it's so crazy because, yeah, okay, It's crazy because I genuinely didn't expect it to feel this way, right? When I was coming back, I didn't even think about that at all. It didn't even cross my brain. But it's like, whenever I walk into a place and they ask me my name and I say my name is Imama, I always feel a little bit weird. Like, I'm like, oh, should I say Tiffany instead? And that's crazy because, like, that's something that had never crossed my mind living in Lagos at all. And I think I had even walked into somewhere and I had introduced myself. And they're literally like, oh, where are you from? And I was like, I was like, oh, I'm Igbo. They're like, oh, okay. Well, like, you know, where? And I was like, oh, I'm from Imo. And then, like, the conversation was, like, just kept rolling. Like, it wasn't, like, anything. Like, they didn't dwell on it too long. But the fact that, like, it was a thing that he asked, it made me feel so weird and so uncomfortable. And it's so crazy because I feel like even nowadays, I mean, obviously, I understand Yoruba. I don't really understand Igbo that much, but I understand Yoruba more than I understand Igbo and Edo. And I don't even understand Yoruba that much. Like, people, like, 20 or 30%. Like, I wasn't a Yoruba speaker or understander or whatever it is. But it's so interesting how, even nowadays, I feel like, especially in Lagos, I'm like, I'm trying to maybe understand a little bit more or fit into these conversations more. Like, for instance, I'll go into somewhere and somebody will just automatically start speaking Yoruba to me. And before, I'll be like, oh, like, no me worry about, like, I don't understand Yoruba, something like that. And now it's like, I'm like actively trying to, like, listen hard to see what I can understand and respond to in English so that they won't know that I'm an outsider or, like, you know, that I'm not from here. Oh. And it's so crazy because I'm like, I am from here. Like, I literally, Lagos is all I know. I've been to the East twice, three times my entire life. Been to Edo, like, same thing, maybe maximum, like, 5-6 times. Like, I know Lagos more than anywhere else in Nigeria. And it's so crazy that coming back, I have felt weirdly outside in a place that is meant to be home. And I just thought, like, that was so... And at first, like, I thought it was just me because I was like, ah, you know, sometimes you make up all the stories in your head and, like, honestly, maybe not, I'm just overdoing it. And then I was talking to my sister about it and she literally said the exact same thing. She's also like, she thought she was crazy. And if you guys know my sister, she's a very chill, like, nonchalant person. Like, she's not, like, exactly, like, that's not the thing that she starts sitting down and thinking about heavily. And she's like, she also felt that exact same thing.
That means there's been a cultural shift in a way. Like, people are kind of subconsciously sending these kind of
messages of, like... It's so crazy. Because even my dad said that. My dad also said he feels the exact same way as well.
Wow, that's crazy. I know. But it's interesting. My question is, so when Lagos people for Tinubu, I didn't know that Lagos people were for Tinubu. I thought Lagos people were for...
I don't know if it's about Lagos people being for Tinubu or if it's just about, like, you know, how there was a lot of this is not your land, this is not your place type thing. I feel like that was probably more so it as opposed to Lagos people being for Tinubu or Peter Obi. But I think with the destruction of properties and stuff like that, that's been happening. I mean, I think, like, some of that, like, there has been a lot of, like...
Destruction of properties?
Yeah, so there's this whole thing where it's like, Machida, are you still on?
Yeah, I'm still here, but I feel like as a Yoruba person, I have to, like, think about it, right?
Oh, okay, because I'm like, you just went very silent.
No, but... I'm listening and I'm taking it all in, right?
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. Because I haven't experienced that, but also I'm Yoruba. Mm-hmm. And so when I go to Lagos, I wouldn't have that experience, right? Yeah,
no, that's fair.
So I think I can only just listen here. Yeah.
No, that makes sense. But there has been, like, some destructions of, like, properties and stuff like that. Like, I don't know the full gist around it, so I don't want to speak too much on it. But I know, like, so I think, like, there has been discourse around if it's legit or not. I do think that some of it is legit. Like I said, I don't have full information, so I need to read a little bit more. Maybe my opinions will change. But I think it's, like, about, like, how they built some properties on the canal or close to the canal, and you're not supposed to do that. But then again, it has been this way for so many years, and, like, the government never really said or did anything. And I think they said most of those properties are, like, housed by, like, able people, blah, blah. I don't know. It's a long story, Sha. And then, like, yeah, I think said most of those things are, like, bought or owned by evil people. And now the government has said that case now that they want to destroy it. And it's, like, literally for so many years, nobody has said or done anything. Like, but for you to build properties, you do have to get permits from the government and all these things. People have been building and developing properties here for decades and nobody has said anything or done anything. But now suddenly they decide that they want to start destroying the properties. Like I said, I need to look into it a little bit more to get more information. But I would say that's the overhead gist that I know of right now. You guys, don't come for me in case my information is wrong. I'll come with more information next time. But I don't know. The whole thing is just so interesting. It's crazy because I was even like, I was thinking, I was like, all my life, Lagos has felt like home. It hasn't felt like awkward or like unsafe or anything. I like, mm-hmm. I would always walk around saying, oh, my name is Imamah. Like, it's like, I would always say my first name. And it's crazy how like now in Canada, I'm trying to reclaim Imamah and have some people call me Imamah now in Canada, even at work. And now I'm back in Lagos and the name Imamah now feels weird. Mm-hmm. The irony of it to me is just so... It's been so funny because I'm like, that's crazy. We're doing so well. I went to Canada. Mm-hmm. I started going by Tiffany, which is fine because like I love that name. That's my name. But then I was like, okay, you know what? Let's also try out Imamah and see if people can call me Imamah. I'm at work. They are calling me Imamah. Now I'm back to Lagos where all I've ever been known as is Imamah. And I'm feeling weird being called Imamah because I'm like, oh my gosh, Imamah is such an Igbo name. Like there is no... It could be like, you know, like, no, with Tito is like Bola Tito or something. It's like, no, Imamah is very, very evil. But yeah, so that's like, that's the serious part of my gist. Long story short, I think like that's the part that I've just been, it's just been interesting, long story short. But yeah.
Do you feel like you were in a lot of Yoruba spaces? Because I know, for example, the wedding that you mm-hmm. went for was very Yoruba, like both of them were Yoruba and yeah. stuff.
So I mean,
and their families are both very Yoruba.
So like, right? And that, yeah, that's the thing, right? It's like, it wasn't just the wedding. Cause I mean, like, okay. I mean, at the wedding, I did get a few, where are you from questions, mm-hmm. but it wasn't even just the wedding. It was literally every other thing I did before. Like, it's like, mm-hmm. I went to go to my passport. I went to go to my NIN. I went to like, you know, a bunch of
and
like.
People are asking you where you're
from. Yeah, they are. Like, or like, or, right. I mean, or, and it's like, yeah. The thing is that, like I said, it's like, I'm being asked where I'm from. And it's like, even if you're not being asked where you're from, it's like, people just automatically start speaking Yoruba to you. And there's just this, it's like, to be very honest, I'm not saying that anybody's actively doing anything that's making me feel uncomfortable. I want to make that clear. I don't think anybody's like pointing at me and saying, you, I'm speaking about you, you don't understand. You, I'm asking where you're from. Like, nobody's actually doing that. But there's just this feeling.
Subtle shift.
Exactly. This subtle shift where I just feel weirdly like, I weirdly feel like, I don't want to say outsider because I'm not, like this is literally home, but I would say like I weirdly feel like an outsider in like a strange way. And it's like nobody mm-hmm. like nobody might be actively doing anything, but I don't know, I'm feeling it a lot more than I ever have ever been mm-hmm. here. Like I said, NIN, passport office, like different places I've been to. Yeah, it's interesting. I think it's like, I even went somewhere one time where like this evil person was speaking Yoruba, and then I said my name and they were like, ah, you're evil, and then they kind of just started speaking Yoruba. I feel like they started speaking mm-hmm. English to me, and I just thought that that was interesting. I guess them, they were also having to shapeshift so that they could fit in properly, but yeah, it was just interesting. And I was like, oh, it's actually something that I did want to share during the podcast. But yeah, that's that on that. I feel like that was not meant to be as deep as it was.
No,
I think it is because, yeah, it really is. Because I think it's weird to have, okay, for example, it's not just you, your sister as well, right? And for you both to be like, this doesn't really feel the way it felt in terms of I grew up here and I'm used to things feeling a certain way for me, like, you know, not having to think about where I'm from necessarily, but then mm-hmm. suddenly this is something that I'm having to second guess, like, why are these uncomfortable feelings coming up for me in relation to where I'm from? Mm-hmm. And then also linking it back to the election and all that kind of stuff. And those kind of things are subtle, right? I mean, you have to kind of be there to feel it. Like, there's mm-hmm. no way you would, like, for example, me, I just can't even imagine how that, like, I mean, you've explained the shift and all that kind of stuff, but you kind of have to be there to feel it. It might not be something... Yeah. You can write, if somebody wrote about it on Twitter now, it will just blow up. Do you get what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, so I, at least what I would imagine. So, yeah, that sucks.
No, yeah. It actually does. And I feel like it especially sucks because it's never like I know the East like that. Like, for instance, like, I feel like if I like was like, okay, you know what, screw this place. I have like no emo to go back to my village. Yeah. Like, then it's like, okay, but I generally don't even know where I'm going to be going back
to. I mean, low-key, if it's making you think that way to the point that you're like, ah, I wish, that means it's really bad then. Because, I mean, if it's just a like small, like, you can be like, it's just that person and stuff like that. But if it's a general feeling you're getting and it's making you think of, I wish I was elsewhere, then that's not really a good thing.
Well, I don't know, Sha. We'll see how it goes. I mean, like, at the end of the day, Lagos is still home. And Lagos is literally, it's the vibe. It's what I know. It's where I grew up in. And I don't necessarily want to be anywhere else. I think it's just been an interesting feeling.
Right.
Yeah. To navigate. But yeah, that's the serious gist.
Wait, before we move on, I have multiple thoughts.
Yeah, thoughts. Let's go.
Yeah. I think a lot of it might have to do with just freshly coming out of an election cycle.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Not that that means that it's going to change immediately after, or that this isn't going to get worse or it's going to get better. It's just a statement. I think it has a lot to do with that. And during that election cycle, a lot of the messaging that the APC government was using, especially in Lagos, was around anything that's not Yoruba is not for Lagos State. Do you get what I mean? Yeah. Like, there was a lot of that messaging. I mean, literally, the person that was running against Sanwo-Olu was also Yoruba, but just because he had Igbo blood, like, they were able to, like, switch that whole thing. And you know, they were able to give that out guy. That messaging. Yeah,
I
so
forget
it's
about what do you call it?
I mean, oh, I forgot.
The architect of Lagos.
Oh, shit. Shit.
So that was like a lot of the messaging. So I think, first of all, it's probably in a lot of people's consciousness, but it's also in yours too. The other thing is that Nigeria is also going through a crazy economic struggle right now, right? This year, there has been so much economic hardships and inflation, and just a lot of more people are shifting into poverty. And I feel like what I think we see everywhere around the world when things shift for the worse is human beings' primal behaviors start coming out. When it's a survival tactic thing, you start feeling like you are competing for other people for resources. And I think that's where a lot of "this is our land" or "if you are not one of us" starts kind of coming out. Like, feeling like you are the owner of this place. And so I'm not saying that that's what's happening. I'm just saying to take notes of all these factors and stuff that, and they might contribute to that shift that might have happened. It makes sense then that there would be that level of shift.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if other people have noticed this. I'd love to hear from more people and stuff like that about if that shift, and maybe even more people that live in Lagos that have been there, if they've noticed a shift as well. Because I'd like to also understand, if there was a shift, when did that shift happen? To see, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely interesting. And I don't know, I feel like even like another interesting like part of it is the fact that this is something I also didn't notice before, but I recently started noticing. When you actually go to like most local government offices or even passport offices and stuff, most people that actually work in those places are Yoruba, like in Lagos. And it's like, I feel like, you know, that's something that I did, like, literally I never noticed before. And I am now noticing. So I feel like there are, like, some things that it's, like, I literally did not notice ever before that I'm now, like, recently noticing. And I'm like, that is quite interesting. I mean...
But I guess that's why I noted, like, it's a shift in everyone there, but it's also probably also a shift in you too.
I mean,
do you think?
I mean, I don't know, right? It's like, maybe not. The reason why I'm saying I'm not sure and maybe not is because during the election cycle and everything that was happening with the whole Igbo, Yoruba, whatever it was, I obviously followed it, but I don't think I followed it that intensely. In a way, I was like, I was checked in on the election, but I was checked out on the Igbo versus Yoruba beef or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I wasn't as checked into that beef. I think maybe the time that I was like, "Nah, this is crazy," was when it came to the JRV thing. And I was like, this guy is Yoruba, but his mother is Igbo, and suddenly it's a problem. I think maybe that was like the biggest time that I was like, "Nah, this is truly crazy." Well, even like following that and every other thing that had happened after that, and that is currently happening. I know even recently there was this video that was posted on Twitter about the, it's this like, I don't know if you guys know, I can't remember his name. I think Ni something. He did that, that Yoruba, video of that thing that happened. We talked about this in the Jebo Day. What's it called?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and then
he
recently did an Igbo version.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, I remember even when I saw that recently, and then, like, a lot of people were saying that they are receiving backlash. I didn't really see a lot of backlash, but I saw people
who
fighting. Well, they were saying that people were insulting the video, And I was like, I don't know. I didn't really see the insults. I think they were saying it was like, you know, bigotry or whatever. Is it bigotry or bigotry? I don't know.
Bigotry.
Yeah, against like, you know, evil people and stuff like that. But I didn't really see a lot of those insults. I mainly saw people kind of like defending the video. But anyways, long story short, I think it was just so interesting because even before I saw that, I haven't really been that tuned into any of the Igbo versus Yoruba or whatever drama that has been happening. And even when I saw that video, and I didn't really see, once again, like I just said, I didn't really see a lot of the negative comments until I saw people talking about the negative comments. So it's like, I wouldn't say that this is something that is constantly in my, or I mean, honestly, it could be somewhere in my subconscious, but
to be fair, remember we had a conversation. I don't know if we had this conversation on the podcast, but how, for example, in Lagos, the expectation seems to be that you do business in Yoruba, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
was from a little earlier this year. So if you now go to Lagos and then you now take note of the fact that actually, yes, this is a thing. And also, remember during the election, you had said like a couple of your uncles actually went to vote, and or was it only one and they got actually bitten. Attacked?
Yeah.
So I think those kind of things also make it.
I mean, and honestly,
somewhere in your subconscious,
it's fair. Like it really and truly could be in my subconscious, right? Like that's why I said.
I'm not saying it's only in your subconscious.
Oh no, I mean, I know it's not only in my subconscious.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I feel like
I'm just saying it might make you more sensitive to noticing those things too.
And to be very fair, right? Like you're probably correct. It's probably somewhere in my subconscious. Like I don't think it's at the forefront of my mind, but I do think to a degree it is maybe somewhere in my subconscious, but.
But then how is it that also your sister, so
exactly, that's what
your
I'm
sister
saying.
And your dad independently had noticed this thing?
I know.
I think it's
and that's
a bit
another
like,
reason why, like,
yeah.
And I feel like for me, that's another reason why, like, I'm sure that this is not even just a thing that it's like, my mind is waking up. Like, this is a thing that I'm like, no, I can feel it. I can in a way see it. And it's like, it's just interesting. Like, I remember I even went somewhere, they were speaking about to me. I was trying to respond in English, and after a while, I was like, I actually don't really understand. They continued speaking to you about to me. I was like, okay, mommy, come on, help me interpret.
That has never happened to me, Shine. But I mean, I didn't really go out in the ghost like that, but I don't think I've ever experienced somebody speaking Yoruba to me and I'm like, mi omo, you get? And then, mi eto. I don't understand.
I wonder if there's also something to do with literacy too.
No, like that's like what I'm saying. I think it was their default because like at first I said I didn't understand and they tried to switch and then like they switched for like 2 seconds and then they switched back. And I was just like, oh okay, sure. Like, I just need to clearly get somebody to tap it in for me because clearly Mio Moore is not doing it anymore. but yeah. That has been definitely an interesting experience. And like you said, I am curious to see if other people have thought that way or like what other people's thoughts are around that.
In the vein of security, I know Matuda touched on security and kind of how people are really suffering right now. But I just was curious, have you left Lagos at all, like since you've been in Lagos? Like have
Me?
You traveled outside
no,
of Lagos?
No, and what's crazy is I was actually meant to go to Benin to go see my grandma, but
really?
Like I didn't end up going, long story, but it sure didn't happen. And yeah, so I've literally just been in Lagos my entire time here.
Because I've been hearing it's really dangerous, like traveling.
Oh, really?
Like, if you're not able to get there by flight, as in,
I mean, like,
yes,
it's
yes,
been very
yes.
dangerous.
My aunt came from Benin like a few days ago and she left as well. And I mean,
like by road?
Yeah, by road.
Hmm.
And she was, I mean, but thank God she was fine.
but maybe she's like, obviously, like it's not going to be everybody that travels that will have the same story. But I have heard much, much more reports of.
I mean, honestly, I would not be surprised. Everything has literally quadrupled in price. I went to go price nails the other time, not price, but I went to go like ask.
No, Imama, every single time we talk about cost of living, it's all these beautiful things that Imama will come and do my nails. People are looking for food.
Okay, no, okay. You know what? Actually, on the food aspect, Gonzo, did you see Knox? Amala is now 14k.
What's
I don't know if you guys know Knock, but
no,
it's like
Knock by Alara.
Yeah, Knock by Alara. It's this restaurant in VI in Lagos.
But Knock is known to be very expensive.
Well, like I think like 5 years ago, something Amala was like 3.5. Let me check.
Yesterday's price is not.
And even like
price.
I think even like at the beginning of this year it was like 19. Like, I believe I was like 9K or something. Now it's 14K.
Sorry, Matilda, I have something to say about what you just said. Have you been watching, have you been on, this yesterday's price, not today's price, sounds like something that came out of a Black Women Know Your Worth.
Oh, shit, no. Okay. It's an actual saying, okay, though.
Okay, okay, yeah, sounds so good.
Hadiza said, what are you tuning into?
Because I was like, why does that sound like
familiar?
Why does that sound interesting?
That's actually so funny.
But yeah.
But no, yeah, things have definitely like gone up, bro, in price for sure.
Significantly expensive, but even on my nail stuff, I know that it's not that significant. But let me—I just have to complain about this because I think, wait, when I came in June, did I talk about my nails? I feel like I did talk about my nails. I think I did complain about the price then, and I think I said, did I pay? I think I said 14K or 12K, something around that, like that range, which was still.
Oh, sure, this is your second time in Nigeria this year, actually.
Yeah, it is. That's crazy. But you
okay,
know what?
Money.
You know, I'm actually trying to come back often, though. I'm trying to come back
me
very
too,
often.
Me too, but Imama, it's not cheap.
Matilda, it is not cheap. But you know what? I actually do think I found the hack off season. Or don't necessarily plan your travel dates with like a set date in mind. Because I can't, like, the two times that I have come, I've paid less than $1,500.
It makes no sense. Because I was looking in January, because my cousin is getting married in January. And I was like, okay, I really want to go. But the problem is usually when I'm going to Nigeria, it's for specific reasons. Mm-hmm. So I usually plan around dates. But I was like, January is off peak now. It's after New Year's and stuff. But tell me why I'm still seeing $1,900.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know about the
age. Yeah, no, but that's yeah. Like, I don't know, like, ticket prices are insane. But I think when you don't plan with, like, off-peak, certain dates and time, and, like, you're planning, like, off-peak or stuff like that, you will actually find, like, good prices. Because even nice, me, like, okay, and also, like, just watch the flights. Especially if it's not doing you, like, the, if it's not issue but like, that to go, just watch it. And then when it drops the price that makes sense, then book it.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Like, because 2 weeks ago, I was waking up and I was like, nah, I have to go to Nigeria.
Yeah, honestly,
and I just went in, was it July or August? I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
July,
that's
August.
True. You actually just recently came
and
too.
I don't know, there's nowhere like home. I feel like for the last two episodes, we've been saying this, but there is nowhere like home. And also, Canada is the ghetto. But also, yeah, let's go. Keep going.
Nah, there really is nowhere like home for real, Sha. Like, it's been so great being back. Everything that I've been saying it's been so great being back.
Hey.
But I know myself. Once I hit that airport, I'm going to cry. I can already see it.
Aww.
And I'm sure that when I land and I get back home, I'm going to cry again. But it's actually okay. Aww. We thank God for the gift of life.
Honestly.
But what was I saying? Yeah, cost of nails. Sorry.
Your nails.
Yeah,
yes.
So my nails, I went to go back to the same place that I did it last time. And why are they trying to quote me 20K? That's 5K more.
From 14K.
I actually said people should never mind. I went somewhere else to go do it and I priced it down to like 8K and that's what I paid.
Aww.
But like, I was like, yeah, no, that is actually very insane. Like 20K from 14K. But yeah, no, everything has definitely gone up. But I do think like there's still some places that have stuff. But honestly, the thing is that I can't lie. People in Nigeria / Lagos, they love a flashy ass good life. Because things have gone off.
That's why I'm still wondering where people are still finding money from, even though they keep saying.
Guy, there is money. You don't understand. Like, when I say there is money, I don't even mean like, oh my gosh, yeah, people are like, you know, getting by or like upper middle class.
There's
like,
there is wealth.
There is money in this land. And it's so funny. Every single day I got, I'm literally like, no, there is money in the land. There is money in the land. Like, there is no way you can. People have money because things are so expensive. But people are still living lavish. And I'm like, that's crazy. Even me that I came with, what do you call it? I guess we'll say a...
Dollars.
Dugam. Dollars. More powerful currency. I'm over
I
here,
saw a
like,
TikTok.
Struggling.
I saw a TikTok by a guy in the UK and he was saying, this December, if you think you are coming from Rishi Sunak's place to come and oppress people in Nigeria, that you can never compete with Lagos big boys.
Bro.
Like, never. So don't stress yourself.
No, honestly, you truly can never compete. Like, I'm out here thinking I'm big babe where? I mean, I cannot sit down and pay 20K for my nails. And when I looked into that place, there were like four people there doing nails. Do they have two heads? No.
No, but my question still remains, like, where people they find money from?
Guy, every day I ask this question. I need them to let us know. Where are you guys finding your money? Honestly, it's okay.
But it's also the wealth distribution is what makes me so angry, because there are people that have, and then the like more than half of the country cannot even survive.
That part for real. It's crazy.
That's not a system that's working, bro.
Mm-mm.
But anyways.
It really isn't. But yeah, anyways, on to the funner stuff. I feel like this sad, serious stuff has gone on for too long. But okay. Oh my gosh, guys. So, I actually feel like if I lived in Lagos, I'll be married by now. I feel like, have I said this before?
This is facts, though.
But this is what everybody believes, though.
No, actually, you don't understand. I've been here for, I don't even know how long I've been here for. And the people that I've met, it's kind of interesting.
They are good candidates.
Yeah.
Oh. And, remember when you're done with one or two?
Are you saying?
Not me. Save for the sisters.
Which sisters?
Which sisters? Exactly. Which sisters are
I
bring?
Take this back again.
Because I don't know which other sister expressed interest.
No, like, I actually had like, I mean, and I feel like it's so interesting, right? Because, I mean, first of all, Lagos men are obviously insane. Like, they're mad. Don't get it twisted. It's like, they don't have sense.
That's why Imama went out and bought that book, Nearly All Men in Lagos.
I had to go refresh myself because I didn't read it. But to be very honest, it's like, there's water, right? And there's like sand in the water. But, and in that sand, with every scoop, obviously, you just keep getting sand and dirt and whatever. But you might see a diamond once every 500 scoops.
Scream.
But the thing is that at least there are scoops. In Canada, there are no scoops.
There are no scoops.
And I feel like that's the difference. Right? It's like, I feel like in Lagos, it's like, you might meet insane people, but you would have a blast, which is important. Mm. So it's like, you're having an insane blast. In Canada, you're not having any blasts. I feel like that is so interesting to me, and it's great actually. But you know what, to be very fair though, I don't think I've really actively dated like that in Canada. Now that I think about it, like, I don't know if
no, but it's just like the places to meet people in Nigeria are surplus. You just go out to one wedding and it's like,
okay,
there's
how do you know my life like this?
Yeah. It's me, come on, you always me.
No, but it's actually so true. Like, the places to meet people in Lagos are a lot more. And it's like, I don't know if the men here are like bolder, or I don't know what it is. I feel like they definitely move better. Almost every single week I've been here, mm-mm, I've met somebody. And that is crazy to me. I'm like, that's actually insane. But I feel like sometimes I think this day into, I see this day into, I'm like, okay, but lucky though, I do not go out in Canada. I'm literally always sat in my house. I work from home. I do not leave the house. Maybe I leave the house like once a week to go grocery shopping or something like that. And even then, it's like, I'm wearing joggers. I literally have a hoodie on. I'm in and I'm out. So I feel like in a way too, maybe I'm also not doing myself a great service by doing the full comparison like that, because I'm not really putting myself out there like that in Canada. But also, I'm not really putting myself out there like that in Lagos either. But it's just happening.
And that's... I don't think there's a comparison. I think even if you adjust for all discrepancies,
2 days.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I just feel like it's also the thing where in Nigeria, it's more of a homogenous society.
You know what? I agree.
So you're probably the speck of more people.
Oh my gosh. That, also, yo, what's that? Wait, that part. That thing, yeah. I just said. That part. That's insane. But that has been so cool. And you know what's crazy? You know how I said, oh, joggers in Canada, blah, blah, blah. The times I have actually met people here, I have generally been dressed at like my most laid back. One time I literally had my hair undone. I was in a bandana.
BT Tupac.
It's actually funny because when I ever met the person, he literally was like, this is your bandana is truly giving Tupac.
Let's go.
And I'm just like, okay, you are obviously insane, but what's your name?
Sounds like a Nollywood drama series. Like,
yo, I can lucky write a book. I was like, maybe I should even tap into my creative
Nollywood love story.
Secondary school life, and write a book. You know how secondary school we're all writing books because we all wanted to be authors and whatever. I don't know. And I'm like, low key, I can actually write a book about my experience in Lagos. It's been really fun though. like that, like one thing for sure, it's been fun. And I'm just like, wow, the difference is just so interesting. It's like you're meeting people, like you said, like at weddings, literally at like random ass events, even on the flight. Oh my gosh, even on the flight here. And I feel like that was when I was like, nah, this trip is actually going to be crazy, because I'm like, I have not even landed in the country. Like, and that is...
Your mama says she's hot goods.
Please, let's be relaxed. Let's actually.
She said,
relaxing.
I've not even gotten into the country yet. I'm getting propositioned.
Propositions.
Like,
hello. Hello. But no, please, I'm like, not anything like hot goods. Girl, a girl over here is still. Actually, no, I'm not saying that. But, anyways. anyways, no, it's actually been like, it's been a good time. And like, oh my gosh, I went to the beach the other day. Well, I went to the beach like a few times and it's just really nice. I'm like, wow, like just standing by the water and fresh air and everything.
I'm so sure. Sorry, just listening to you, I'm like, people that live in Lagos must want to slap you right now. Like, they probably want to diss you, like, shut
Wait,
up.
Why? I'm confused.
Not you being here for 3 weeks and saying, it's just so beautiful. I was just on the beach and the
but,
and the breeze was blowing me.
But I mean, but
and they are in traffic for, like, half the time.
I mean, I've also been in traffic because, obviously, I drive in Lagos. You guys know that, right?
Yeah, but it's also beautiful when you know you're going back to a place where you don't have to.
I guess.
Yeah,
I guess that part. But you know what's crazy though? At the beach, there was literally like mainly white people, and I was like, "That's crazy."
Really?
Well, like white and like Lebanese and Indian, non-black, non-Nigerian, and it was really? Like. But I mean, like later in the day, more like black people started coming out, which I was like, "Okay, it kind of makes sense, I guess, maybe because the white people are coming out to tan in the afternoon or whatever it is." And then the Nigerians are like, we're not going to come out in the hot sun on the beach. So therefore, you guys see us in the evening. But yeah, no, it's been fun. It's been a great time. What else have I actually done? I've done a lot of stuff. Oh my gosh, I have to.
I'm so sorry. I thought you were going to tell us about the date. I've been waiting for you.
About the dates?
Yeah.
I said that there's something I can say on the podcast. Something I can say on the podcast.
So this is one?
The dates.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me see if I can. Okay, I have to. Okay,
tell us about the madman you've met in Lagos.
Oh, okay, no, I haven't met any madman yet. Okay, so why I said that they are mad is because I feel like they haven't shown me the madness yet. Shakers.
Oh, but you just feel like it's
exactly.
There.
I feel like I'm anticipating the madness is what it is. So I feel like right now we're doing well, we're having fun, we're talking, but I feel like give them like a few weeks. And also, I'm like, okay, how are we going to sustain this though? Because I'm not here, you're not there. So what's going to happen? And I feel like that's actually one sad part about Lagos romance or three, like, I don't know, like a short period of time, Lagos, whatever it's called. Because I'm like, what actually happens next?
Does your mama want to move back to Lagos?
Because of mine, I'm so confused as well. Did they say for me? No, okay, wait, guys. I just actually realized something. You know how whenever you're coming to Nigeria, then you have like people messaging you, are you around? Oh, no. It's called something. I think they call it like a rotation, or they shall call it, so I don't know if it's a rotation. They shall call it something. No, spinning the block. I think it's what I don't know. I think it's what they call it, where it's like.
Why do I know who you're talking about?
Because what? We all know who I'm talking about.
I don't know who you're talking about.
So Imama has a Lagos thing.
Wait, can we relax and dial that back? Because God, please, let's not. Please, sorry, I need to set the record straight. Sorry, oh, wait.
Wait, you think that he listens to Africa?
No, I don't even care if he listens to Africa. Oh my, actually, no shit. I just realized that I'm talking about people between Lagos, and they might actually listen to this podcast. If you guys are listening to this podcast, I'm so sorry. That's actually quite awkward. But I'm pretty sure the person that we're about to talk about now does not listen to Africa Episode podcast. But I don't care if he listens or not. That is not my business. But I just need to make it clear for the record that he's not my Lagos thing, because like the way it is being phrased is
say something.
I am not of the world.
Scream.
But yeah, you were saying spinning the block.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Why did you bring that up?
So it's like, no, I think it's interesting because I guess like you would think that after some years, some people will stop messaging you to ask you when you're around. But
hot cake.
I don't know. I just like, it's just always so interesting because I'm like, as well, you haven't messaged me all year, and December.
But then you're in Lagos now, though.
But still, mm-hmm. I don't know. But then again, I don't know how people used to spin the blocks. I'm like, you know what? Maybe we can be just a little bit more tactical. Like, how about we do like a 3-monthly check-in? Like, hey, hope you're doing well. Hope you're alive. So that when December comes and you ask me if I'm around, I can actually be a little bit more eager to tell you that, yes, I'm actually around. I don't know. It's just, I feel like it's just quite interesting. But anyways, yeah, I haven't met any mad person in Lagos yet. I've met a few really nice people and I've gone out a few times as well. And they've actually all been really nice. I think like one thing is very, like, I feel like Lagos guys are a lot more upfront and like direct, which is like, but you know what's interesting? I feel like when you're direct back at them, they're like shocked. It's like they want, they expect to be direct, but like they're not expecting you to be direct too. So it's like they'll say something and you're like, you match their energy and they're like, guy, huh? So I'm just looking at each other like, okay. So yeah, that has also been interesting. I feel like there's this interesting mindset that I think most, I would say Lagos, I'll say most Nigerians have, just when it comes to like, honestly, I don't even know why I'm talking so much. It's just traditional, long story short. I don't know why I'm trying to use English too. And I feel like it's just so interesting because, like, you know how I was like, oh, I feel like if I was in Lagos or if I lived in Nigeria, maybe I'll be married. But even as I said this now that I'm talking about it, I'm like, would I even be? Because some of them are actually really traditional. I think it's fun for like a short time. But if I had to live.
But in the long term, exactly. It just,
I'm like, if I had to live like this, I feel like I might actually scream.
I'm screaming.
So I think that has also been very interesting to try to.
But
dissect.
Perhaps you're used to a certain thing. So it's like a shock to you, but if you were in Lagos, it would be the norm for
I guess.
You, I'm thinking.
And I think like a part of it is like, I also think about, I'm like, how many women have had to just be like, you know what, this is how Lagos men think. I'm just going to have to be okay with it.
I'm sure there's sensible people there. Oh. Sorry, not sensible, non-traditional. That's not what I meant. But
wow,
I'm sure
so
there's
saying
not.
Whoever is traditional is not sensible. Matilda,
that's why I corrected myself. We're allowed to make mistakes. But I'm sure there's non-traditional people there too.
I mean, yeah, so I guess.
I don't think it's a monolith. It's just that most of the, it's a more traditional society generally. Mm-hmm. So that's probably mostly what you're going to see.
Yeah, and no, I guess that makes sense. But yeah, no, like, honestly, I've definitely had a great time. Like, there's, like, one person that I've met, and honestly, he has actually made my time quite nice. We've gone out a few times. Yeah, only God knows where he's going to go, if he's going to go. But honestly, if he actually listens to this podcast, that would be so freaking awkward. But what can I say? What? I don't know, because... But anyways, yeah, no, it's actually been really nice. It's been really nice. And I feel like I've said that, like, 10 times now, so I'm just going to stop. And I think that's the majority of the gist.
Mama
that
is in cloud nine.
I
wish
okay,
I will see Mama.
Yeah,
I wish I will see Mama this year. I'll be next year in Canada again.
You guys will definitely see me this year, by the grace of God.
Your Mama will just say she's staying back for a YSC.
I think if I actually stayed back in Lagos because of a man, then you guys actually need to pray for me.
Obviously, they have put your destiny.
No, like, they actually locked me somewhere because what? You guys will actively have to pray for me. Like, what? I mean, but who knows? You know what? So what they say, never say never, Abby. Who knows?
Who knows?
Never say never. Because what if I now stay in Lagos and then I meet the love of my life and then... And I'll move back here.
Okay.
Even as I'm saying this, I'm literally laughing because I can't even imagine it. But you know what?
Yeah.
Never say never, Abby.
Yeah, I don't know if everyone has picked up on it, but we don't really have a topic for today. I guess the topic is Lagos.
Yeah,
you see the title, Lagos question mark.
Lagos? I think we ask ourselves this question all the time, but as we get older, it's nice to like go back on the question. Would you move back to Lagos?
No.
I feel like I would live, I won't move back, but I'll definitely live in between. Like, I'll come back often.
So you don't see a life for yourself where you actually permanently live there, even for a year at a stretch or
a year.
Two.
Ah, that's long, man. Oof.
Not even after screaming, I love this place.
Actually, you know what? No,
the wind,
thing is
the breeze in my face.
I would move back for a year and move back. I will move back for a year if I know that I'm going to move right back after the year is done.
Okay.
Yeah, I literally move here, stay here for a year for like, I don't know, NYC to explore, whatever. Like, I'll just come back here for a year. And then as long as I know that I'm leaving after that year, I'm fine. Now, I wouldn't just, let's say I'm coming to visit Lagos and stay here for a year. Like, I won't just come and visit for a year, but it's like if I'm coming for a year, then I have like an active plan of what's happening after
like
that
a
year.
Plan.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'll definitely move back to Lagos for a year. I don't know if I could do two. I could do a year and then move back.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could fully live in Lagos at this point, but never say never.
Yeah. I think before, when we first left school, it was more of an, oh, I would want to go back for NYSC maybe, mm-hmm. and then come back. But the older we get, the more I'm like, I don't necessarily know if I want to do NYSC per se. Like, if I'm moving back, I want to move back as an expat.
You know, I feel like, you know? It's funny because I feel like a lot of people have said going down that route of, if I'm moving back, I want to move back as an expat.
I think it's the age thing.
I think so.
With NYSC, a lot of times, first of all, you're going to be with, I think, younger people, because a lot of people coming out of university in Nigeria.
Well, if are you're, like you're going to be 18, from no? private schools, but not necessarily.
Yeah, but
in general,
I don't understand.
Like, a lot of people like finish university quite late here because they don't start university on time because of money stuff. So it's like,
but even like 25.
I mean, by the time you get to 26 and above, you are a bit older, but then you will definitely see 25, 26.
But it would be the majority, is what I mean.
But I feel like, I think the people that you might gel with more would be the younger people, which is why it might be a little bit awkward. But in the public universities here, a lot of them, first of all, they enter school late and they finish school late because of the strikes and money mm-hmm. issues and a bunch of things. So you will mm-hmm. see 25, 26, 27 year olds. You might just not really gel with them as much because you might not, it's like class, you might not have a lot to talk about, like it might just be different. It, I don't know, it's the way people connect, right? You might just not connect with them mm-hmm. as much as you would maybe the private school kids, to be very honest.
Yeah, fuck. So I think that's generally why the conversations are changing around people our age, because now it's just like NYC just seems like you are losing a year of your life mm-hmm. almost. If you go back there as an expat, you are gaining experience and you might be going back for like a lot of money, for example, because they will give you relocation fees and stuff like that. So I think that would be the reason I would move to Nigeria. And I'm actually... If you want to hire me, please let me know.
Oh, are you actually thinking of moving to Nigeria?
I think if a great opportunity presented itself, I would move
actually,
for like a year. A year. For the plot.
Okay, yeah, I know. I feel like that's fair. I feel like I could also, I could definitely move to Nigeria for a year for the plot as well. But I think it's just interesting though, because even this expat thing, because even I was saying, oh, you know, maybe expats. But then it's like, what if you want to now enter government?
But what?
Do you want to enter government?
Let me just keep quiet.
I mean, I don't. But you never know, right? What if there is like, you know, what if a great opportunity comes along where it's like you need your NYSC?
What great opportunity?
You need to represent Nigeria in something, government, something. I don't know. Maybe you're the one that will now change the system, something.
Don't worry, there will be another like me.
Wow.
I'm not, the thing is, I'm not necessarily the messiah. I can be part of the people that help.
And now, so what's
the
set up for you to help that you need NYSC?
And that means
what type of position is that
help now. I'm not the messiah. Because if I was the messiah, I'd have gotten NYSC to be the position to be helping.
Wow, you guys are actually very terrible citizens.
You know, NYSC, in this economic
times. There's multiple roles in the development of Nigeria. It doesn't always have to be you that is in government. I think people that run for government also need people that raise funds for them when they are running. There's NGOs. There's so many ways to contribute to Nigeria that don't necessarily mean that you have to be the one that's in government. Because there's people on ground that have the same capability and they've done NYSC and etc. So not be just me, I guess.
I'm screaming. But you know what? Fair enough. I hear it.
Yeah.
I actually hear it. Well,
Hadiza just said no. She didn't.
So Hadiza, not even for the plots.
Sorry? No.
Not even for a year?
Why?
Why? What is your opposition?
No, but why? Like, like what? I don't understand.
Because you want to experience Nigeria in your adulthood.
I mean, can't I visit for like a month or something? Like, why does it have to be a year?
Because a lot of people say that when you visit for a month, you don't actually get the full experience.
I want the enjoyment experience. Like. I don't want the full experience.
Okay, yeah. Fair.
I don't want suffering. There's no reason.
Fair.
Mm-mm. That's my one.
Okay, fair. But yeah, I think that's about it. This is probably going to be a shorter episode. It was more just, I think the last two episodes of this year are going to be more laid back. I truly feel that. Oh, wait, you know something that we didn't talk about? Spotify Wrapped came out.
Oh, yeah. And Matilda was a betrayer.
How?
Because Bonaboy was literally your top listened person.
I mean, but when we're talking about the Bonaboy thing, I, with my chest, said that I like his music.
I know, but still, that's crazy.
Like, the man has bad character. I don't follow everything he does. I just listen to his music.
In their life, to be very honest.
No, but I'm not boycotting. I never said I was boycotting.
I know, but I'm like, it's not even just you. I feel like just Nigerians as a whole. Because even that, what's that guy's name? Odumodu Black.
Odumodu Black.
You know what? It's so crazy. But I say his name is Odumodu Black. I'm screaming.
Yeah?
Do you know how I've been reading that guy's name all this while?
What?
Odumo Block.
Same. Imama, same. Imama, like, same. Same. I got corrected like a month or 2 months like, ago. But Imama, yes. Same.
Odumo Block. Yes.
Yeah, exactly that. I'm so serious.
Yeah. Mama, yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that is crazy.
His marketing team needs to get on their Zoom because obviously
what the heck? The name is giving, I don't even know. It's not giving. It's like Six Slack Black. Like,
yeah.
It's giving that kind of
level call him Six Slack.
Naming.
Nobody's calling
Slack Shabos.
Slack. Okay, I never did Slack. I definitely did Six Slack.
I did Slack.
Oh, I can see why you guys think it's blocked. Sorry, I really had to Google his name. So I could be like, am I the one that is not real? Maybe I heard it before I read it.
Maybe.
Because, so what's the correct pronunciation?
Odumodu Black.
Okay. Black.
But the Black is spelled B-L-V-C-K.
And it's like blocks. Odumo Block makes sense.
Odumo
because
Block, I swear.
Because Odumo there's already O-O-O. Do you get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
No, but it literally says Odumo
Block, man.
First, I'm sure the others.
But yeah, I agree. Like, Nigeria is not a very, like, we're not that principled, to be
at
very
all.
Honest.
Literally zero principle.
And we don't used to carry issues on our head.
Lie.
If the music is good, we'll listen. Because it's not even like we're listening there for like inspiration or because of your life or anything. We're listening to dance. So if your music is danceable, then you know what?
You know who I'm surprised did not show up on my Spotify Wrapped? Charlie Poppy. Hmm. But I think it's because I started listening to him.
Like, it was the later half of the year.
Exactly,
yeah. Sorry, just going back to that other conversation, but I think Narmali might be a successful, like, some Nigerians have actually completely stopped listening to him. Not all, but a lot, right?
Honestly,
after the whole,
I hope so. I don't know.
Well, sorry, which thing? What happened to Narmali?
Hadiza.
See, Hadiza is...
What happened?
Nigerian
like,
by association now.
Sorry, what happened to Narmali?
The Mobad thing.
Oh, I thought it was him and their whole crew. I didn't know Narmali was singled out. Sorry.
No, it was. I mean, it was their whole crew.
But Narmali was the owner of the label.
Okay.
So it's like, I think even like Zeno, them people have stopped listening to them.
Interesting. Wow.
Even though like a lot of people were also wondering, like, is Zeno just a product of his ever? Like, was he also a victim? Do you get?
Makes sense
because he was also on that on that label, so I don't know.
You guys, I was 0.1% of Ashake's listeners.
For real?
I'm not joking.
Damn, how much do you listen to Ashake?
A lot, actually. I don't know how many hours, but I have to.
Point
in
one?
Fact, at some point this year, I said this is going to be embarrassing, so I need to stop listening to Ashake. I actually consciously stopped listening to Ashake.
And you are still in 0.1?
0.01.
In fact, I stopped paying for Spotify. Like, it's been a month or 2 months now. And even before then, I was like, I have to stop listening to Ashake because I feel like somebody's going to ask me for my Spotify Wrapped, and I'm going to say, is Ashake, and there's going to be some kind of insane number. Yep. 0.1%.
Crazy.
So my highest was definitely Davido, but okay. Like, honestly, his Timeless album did it for me.
It's funny, I don't know, I didn't listen to this one like that.
To Timeless,
I think after Egg. Yeah, my favorite Davido album in recent times has been A Good Time.
That was good too. But Timeless, that was a hit. Let me go and see how much percent
I love for Davido.
But I'm still on Ashake's point one because a lot of people listen to Ashake. Mm-hmm. So you need to understand how much Hadiza was listening to Ashake.
Like Hadiza would have actually been 0.01 if
I kept had allowed her. Well, wow. I guess, yeah, because I stopped, like, I literally...
It should give you guys free tickets when he comes
like,
to Canada.
I, you know, the even last year, I think it was something crazy, too, because I think I sent him a message on Instagram. I was like, because I was shocked myself. So last year, I was like, Ashake...
Sorry, you sent him a message.
Hey, Ashake, do you know me?
I took a screenshot. I was like, in case he sees this, he needs to see this, bro.
I'm so confused. Sorry, what was the content of the message?
Okay, last year I was 0.5% of Ashake's listeners last year. So because of how I did last year, I was 0.05%. So it was 0.05%.
0.05.
Yes. Yeah, so I had to send you a message. I mean,
that's actually kind of insane.
It is. So that means this year, I knew I was getting to that point, and I said, no, I didn't want it to get to that point. So I only managed 0.1%.
Is it because he aired you last year?
No. Because so at work, they played this game called Whose Wrapped Is This? Like, who owns this Spotify Wrapped thing? And last year, Ashake came, like, they played an Ashake song. You have to understand, my workplace is, like, very Canadian. So they're very Canadian, very, very Canadian. So when it came up, I'm like, oh, my God, this thing must sound odd to them. Oh, my gosh. But they were like, I mean, somebody was like, the guy sounds African, so we're just going to go with Hadiza. Sorry, this isn't discrimination. That's how somebody said it.
That is actually so funny, but that makes sense.
So this year I was like, I wanted to be somebody else. Like, Ashake, I like it a lot, but I wanted somebody else. So I stopped listening to him, but somehow
came up
0.1%. Yeah.
Yeah, I just checked mine for Davido. I was 1%. So definitely not as bad.
Wow.
Mata, what was your for Burna?
I don't use Spotify, so mine was Apple Music, and they don't tell me what percentage. I don't think they tell percentage. Or maybe I just wasn't in any percentage of anything. But yeah. But I checked my Duolingo. I'm in the top 5% of Duolingo learners.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually so cool. Like, I saw that. That is very, very cool. That is my goal for next year.
Yeah, I did Duolingo, like, every single day of this year so far.
Oh, my gosh, really?
I'm really trying to learn French. Even when I travel, you should see me, like, when we go out and it's like almost midnight and I'm like, sorry guys, I need to step aside for a second and do my Duolingo.
That is so good dedication. I love that.
Yeah. And it's so random because, like, it wasn't even a goal I really set. I think at the beginning of the year, I was just more on a, I want to do things more incrementally because I have the personality of, I get inspired, I get like bursts of inspiration and then it falls off. So I was like, if I do small, small lessons every single day, hopefully it can build up to like a big thing. I watched a TikTok.
Of course.
And that's what inspired me. And it actually has been good so far. So I'm going to start French lessons next year because technically I don't think you can really learn the language fully on Duolingo. Like, you can get in the thought process and keep words fresh, but like conversationally and listening, I don't think you can really learn it fully. So I want to work in the Canadian government.
Are you being serious?
So I need to learn French. Like, dead ass. When I have kids, I want to work in government because I think those people don't really work. So...
So I'll say yes, but it also depends on your department.
Like,
I will look for whatever department it is they're not working.
I want to change Canada, you know. I want to have an impact. An impact. This babe said it don't work.
But yeah, our Spotify Wrapped for the podcast is so funny because we took such a huge break this year. I think one of the biggest breaks that we have taken since we started podcasting. And I don't know why I was now surprised to see our numbers. Wow, the repercussions of my actions.
I'm screaming.
But anyways, guys, let us know what you thought about our podcast this year and like what episodes were your favorite. Don't forget to follow us at Africalypso Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, I guess. TikTok.
Do you use our Facebook?
Yes, we have that. Yeah, we actually have a Facebook.
Yeah.
It's up and running.
That's actually so funny. That's so cute.
Yeah, not cute. I guess our next episode, we're going to be doing a lot more reflection, I guess, of the year. Our last episodes are usually reflection episodes, right? But we'll catch you in 2 weeks, right before the year ends. Have a great 2 weeks. Bye. Bye.